What up?
I just spent the last 5 minutes walking around U.S. Bank Stadium looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it.
What can't you find?
Have you found it? I mean, I've gone in the newfangled Robert Frederick Hagen press box.
Yeah.
I went by the Vikings locker room. I've gone by the field suites.
Right.
And I looked in like four suites. I'm looking for the first Vikings loss in U.S. Bank Stadium, and I can't find it. Have you found it?
No, I haven't found it.
It's certainly not on the schedule.
Well, I was walking over there. I was clipping on these workers trying to construct the dream for U.S. Bank Stadium, and I interrupted them and asked them. They hadn't seen anything.
Yeah, and they've been here quite some time.
They also mean mugged me. Yeah, they've been here since the beginning. So if anybody could see it, it would definitely be them. I've looked throughout the Hyundai Club, can't find it.
Yeah.
Fieldside suites where the players come in and out of the field.
Yeah.
I can't see it anywhere.
U.S. Bank Stadium has the Hyundai Club. Lambeau Field has the Pinto Club.
Mm.
Joining us now is Jeff Anderson, Director of Communications for the Minnesota Vikings. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Are you familiar with Johnny Krasinski?
I'm very familiar with John Krasinski.
Otherwise known as AP guy who joins Bumper to Bumper with Barrero 3 to 6:30 Monday through Friday. In anticipation of your big spot performance here, 9 to noon, he sent me a text, and I'd like to share it with you.
Okay, please do.
Because, I mean, just you... You have to consider yourself one of the top five metrosexual directors of communications in the National Football League, correct?
I don't know if I would go that far.
Well, in the couple of years that I've known you, Jeff, style is important to you.
Yeah.
It's important as
that's probably a
member
better
of the Minnesota Vikings that he looks good, that you represent something in a stylistic way.
I can't deny that. It's a little hard for me right now to be in a hard hat and safety goggles and
you're uncomfortable.
And boots, but
right.
I'm getting through it.
And the gloves don't match the shirt, which has bugged you for an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's where the kindred spirit and kindred souls come together with you and I. Is that, you know, you are very in tune with your wardrobe. I wax my eyebrows. Thus, the favorite section of the newspaper for you and I is the metrosexual section. Johnny text, asked Jeff how many times he changed his shirt this morning before picking the one for his big radio spot. The over-under was 3.5.
Wow. Well, I guess I'll be the one to explain to John Krasinski that since I'm on radio, it really doesn't matter what I'm wearing. But I appreciate the text. You know, I'm just glad to hear from John. You know, we haven't seen him around, haven't heard from him lately, so it's just nice to know he's still around.
There's been a lot of promotional opportunities at Winter Park as of late. New players coming in, lots of fun stories, and off-season, the draft.
There have.
Where's he been? He's been hanging out with Carl.
On other teams, I think. So, but that's fine. We'll get through it.
There's more to life than Carl Anthony Towns is what you're trying to say. Talk to us about the ticket situation here. Season tickets, single game tickets. I mean... What do we hold here? 66,000, something like that?
Yeah, we hold just over 66,000.
Oh, my God.
You know, our fans have been incredibly excited about this building. If you remember, there's just over 49,000 SBLs. There's 49,500 seat licenses that were in play here. And to date, about 47,000 of those are committed.
Ooh.
So we're 95% sold on the seat licenses, and we have about 2,500 left. And we just opened up some new spaces. We have a lodge bar and a trust bar. Those are membership only. So if you have a seat, you can add on with that membership and have access to those spaces. They're going to be incredibly exciting spaces with views of the downtown core.
And is that for anybody? I mean, you got the 49,000 seat licenses. Mm-hmm. No matter where you are, whether you're sitting first row or you're sitting 20th row, do you have an opportunity to be a member of those clubs?
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
you have an opportunity to be a member of those clubs, and there are going to be some other spaces that are open to all fans. We have some exciting things coming soon. We'll be unveiling the Vikings Voyage here soon, which is a more of an interactive fan space than just a traditional Hall of Fame. So we're excited to roll that out here later this month, and there'll be some other bar areas throughout the stadium that will be open to everyone.
Five levels of suites, correct? Field suites, end of first level, top of second level, top of third level, and then even above that, right? Like a club level?
Correct. We have six types of suites,
and then we have
six clubs. And to date, all the clubs are sold out. And there's really only two or three suites left of the 131 that we had available.
And why I bring that up, have you been to every stadium? You have, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been to every stadium. So therefore, we see the suites at all of these places, and God bless them with the way they've done it. I mean, it's fantastic. I would venture to say the first level of suites here. Not the field suites. The field suites provide a different type of aura and vibe. But for the first level of suites that I'm looking at facing north, those have to be the best suite locations in the National Football League because they're like 17 rows from the field.
Exactly. They're some of the closest suites in the entire NFL. We have the closest seats and the closest suites in the NFL. Our closest seats are just 41 feet from the field. So you're really on top of the action. It's going to create an incredible home field advantage for us. And these turf suites, the 23 suites that are on the field, are unlike anything in the NFL. There are some similar products, but in other venues, you're bunkered. So the field hits you about chest.
Like Seattle and Dallas?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here, you're literally standing on the field just feet away from our players.
My heavens. Jeff Anderson, Director of Communications, with yours truly, Paul Allen, producer Miko Thibodeau. We are at U.S. Bank Stadium. First time I've been here in, I'm going to say, 4 months. So we did a tour. Captain Munnerlin was part of it, maybe even a little longer than that. Yeah. And it was, I mean, it might have been 15% done now. I mean, what are we at, 95% done?
Yeah, they're closing in on 95% done. Jeez. So they're on time, and it's just incredible. Every week, we try to come in here every few days just to continue to familiarize ourselves with all the different spaces, and it's just amazing how much it changes on a week-to-week basis.
Minnesota is going to start tagging you as Director of Communications, and, you know, those when they call to get season seats or single game seats or whatever about food options here. And you know, I don't know how far down the road you can go at this moment. But what can you share about food options at U.S. Bank Stadium?
Yeah, we have some exciting announcements coming soon. You know, hopefully here later this month, we'll be rolling out all the local restaurants, our partners throughout this building. And then later this summer, we'll roll out some of the craft beers that will be in this building. But
okay.
You know, similar to Target Field, we want to bring in that local flavor in these local restaurants and craft breweries. We've also partnered with Andrew Zimmern, as you know, so he'll have a presence in the stadium. So hopefully here by the end of May, we'll be able to give our fans a real sense of the food and beverage options they're going to have here.
Eric?
Well, there's a Vikings app or a stadium app, and we're going to talk more about technology later in the show. But I'm being told that you can almost tell how long lines are. You can potentially order food. So if I'm Rube sitting in my seat and I don't want to miss the action or I don't want to sit in a line,
wow,
I can potentially, via this app, order my food and my 10 beers. I'm a beer drinker, Jeff. And then I can go get it when it's most appropriate or easy enough for me to do so. Can you talk about that briefly?
Yeah, and John Penhollow will obviously hit on that in great detail, and he's just been phenomenal on this project, as well as the rest of the team within the Vikings working on the app and the technology side of things. But really, our goal is to be connected to our fans from driveway to driveway. So the moment you back out of your driveway, you get on that app, we want to tell you where to park. You know, if you bought a season pass, we want to tell you the route to take, where to park, what entry gate entry to go into. If one gate is heavier than other, we'll be able to send a push notification to you to let you know, hey, this, you know, the south gate is actually you know, more available to get in quickly. Once you're in your seats, we're looking at express food and beverage ordering. So anything we do, we want to make sure that it's efficient for the fans. So the technology will be there if we want to do in-seat food and beverage service or that express ordering, but we want to make sure we do it in a way that works for the fans, so you're not sitting there forever waiting. But we want to make it incredibly efficient. You order a beer that you can just walk right up and grab it. So a lot of those things are coming. Whether they come day one is yet to be seen, but that app is going to be unbelievable in terms of, you know, instant replays from different views. Really, our goal is to keep you connected to your family and friends throughout the game.
Talk about I mean, it's just so incredible the amount of, you know, whether it's the technological side, but putting all of this together. What role have you played in terms of managing some of that and, you know, communicating with partners and stuff? I mean, you know, the stadium gets approved, I think, 2012, and then it's just gangbusters from there, and you put the Stadium Authority and all of that together. But just whether it's, you know, making sure you're keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, you're adding unique things and the food, the beverage, all of that, that's a heck of a lot to put it all together.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I have the fortune of just really being more of the communication side of things, so everything that goes into this building, I get the fun job to talk about it. And how do we tell the media about it? How do we tell the fans about it? And it's been an unbelievable project. I was actually just thinking about it this morning when we were walking over here, how it's literally almost 4 years to the day that I was on the air with you talking about stadium legislation about the pass. And it's kind of hard to believe that we're now just months away from opening this building. But everybody in the Vikings has played a role in this project, and the common theme is fan, you know, just how can we make this the best fan experience possible? And that's just really been at the forefront of every decision we've made, you know, with each of these spaces.
Last one. The Hyundai Club is spectacular. The field suite situation, I mean, that's for those who get the opportunity to be that close to the Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, Arizona Cardinals are here, all that. That's second to none. I mean, it's a fantastic experience. The suite situation, fantastic. Club seats, fantastic. For Joe Q Rube listening right now, without season tickets, might get some single games, might come for a preseason game, who knows? What is the experience like for them? I mean, is there anything as you stream your learned consciousness that over the years is really going to leave a lasting impression on the casual fan who might get to come here two or three times over 5 years?
I think just from the moment you walk on the plaza, everything is going to be a memorable experience, whether it's the legacy ship outside with a 2,000 square foot curved LED board, and that becomes, you know, the new photo op for fans.
Yep.
You walk through those gates. Last week, the legacy gate, a couple of the doors were open, and that view of the downtown skyline, and you're literally just feeling the breeze coming in. I mean, it's an unbelievable feeling. And then the sight lines, I don't think there's a bad seat in this place.
Correct.
If you look at where the video boards are, you know, one of them is the 10th largest in the NFL, but our focus wasn't necessarily on having the biggest video board in the NFL. It was about placement. And so you see, you're literally just shifting your eyes from the board to the field. They're so close to the field that, you know, we really wanted to make it easy for the fans to just shift their eyes instead of look up and down. And so it's just, again, everything we've thought of in terms of more concessions, more restrooms, wider concourses, all the things that fans expect and deserve, they're going to find in here. And that's what we want, is we want fans, when they walk away, to go tell their friends or say they want to be back there as soon as possible.
Jeffrey, it's spectacular. It's breathtaking. Thanks for having us today. It is a palatial purple paradise.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys could come and take it all in. We're so excited here in a couple months to unveil it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Anderson, Director of Communications, Minnesota Vikings. We will talk more U.S. Bank Stadium and also talk about stuff from the National Football League wide with our guy Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com next.